something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Praying in the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
This is Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Oh, I wish you would. Look, this scripture, this verse we're reading here is too powerful. It's too powerful. Read it together. That verse 29. Oh. I've meditated on that verse for days. You know what I mean? I couldn't get off of it. The scriptures like this, that's what I'm just showing you how, you know, how to get something out of God's word. When I studied that verse, I meditated on it for days. I'll go and do other things. I get back to it, and I'm still reading that verse. Excited, I couldn't get off of that verse. Let's read it. Come on. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. God knew me before I was born. Did you ever stop to think about it? Turn to Jeremiah chapter 1. Book of Jeremiah chapter 1. Have you seen it? Now, if you came to the church with only New Testament Bible free not to be sold, you can't find Jeremiah. All right, are you there? Okay, read for me. Verse 5. 1, 2, go. Oh, see, I'm trying to calm down so I can talk to you properly and share with you. Otherwise, I would have been running around this place, I'm telling you. Because inside me, I'm actually running. I'm just walking slowly here, but I'm running inside. You know what it is? Look, what would have gone through the mind of the man, Jeremiah, when God said to him, before I formed you, I knew you. Look at it. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. He was chosen before he was born. Okay? So God, is God so limited? He only knew Jeremiah? So God didn't know I was coming? If he's God, he should have known I was coming too. So it's not only Jeremiah. It was written for us as well. So before I was formed, hallelujah. You see that? You're not an accident. Your mom and your dad could tell you, look, boy, we weren't planning for you. We wanted to stop at number three. You are number four. You were a mistake. Well, you may be their mistake, but you are not God's mistake. Did I ever tell you about the beautiful lady? You know, she was about 52 years old, and she was crying. And I'm about ministering to her, and just crying. I said, "Madam, how old are you?" She said, "I'm 52. I said, "Why are you crying?" She said, "Because I was told that my mother wanted to abort me when I was born." I said, "How old are you?" 52. I said, "You mean you've been unhappy ever since?" "Yes. I've never been able to get it out of my mind." I said, "You're here now. You've spent 52 years already." And she'd never been happy. She was married with children, but she'd never been happy. I took a few minutes to inject the word of God into her and get her thinking differently. And I did. Praise God. See, there are people who are not happy because of what they've gone through. All her life she was thinking, "I'm not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be dead. My mother didn't want me. I'm supposed to be dead." That's the way she thought all her life. She became 52. Because nobody told her. Nobody told her she was not an accident. Nobody told her. You know, when we share the word of God, it's not our idea. It's the word of God. And so the anointing of God is upon it to get it into the hearts and the spirits of men. So when I say to a woman like that, "You're not an accident," it's not the same way a friend, anybody else will say to her, "You're not an accident." No, no, no. Our words are anointed. When we say to someone, "You're not an accident," it goes right into the spirit and dispels fear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at that verse now. Back to verse 29. "For whom he did foreknow." "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son." He says, the one that God foreknew and loved or got interested in, you see, the word "foreknow" here is more than just knowing about someone. It means special interest. God's got special interest in us because of Jesus Christ. He says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate." That means he planned ahead of time. He planned ahead of time. He planned your life ahead of time. "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son." In other words, God planned to make you follow in the direction, in the likeness of his son Jesus. He planned it. Let me read it for you to you from the Amplified Version. "For those whom he foreknew, of whom he was aware and loved beforehand, he also destined from the beginning for ordaining them to be molded into the image of his son and share inwardly his likeness. In other words, my life is going in the direction of the Son of God. I'll never fail in my life. Can you see that? There's a plan about me. God has a plan. He chose before I was born that I'd be conformed to the image of Christ. He planned that my life would go in that direction, to be like Christ. You see, when I studied that song, that word, what I just read to you, I began to think again. Those songs I used to sing. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I want to be like him. All through life's journey, from head to glory, all I want is to be like him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Yes, nice song, but when you come to this verse, you stop singing it like that. You stop, to be, all I want is to be, you stop that. You go, Father, I was born to be conformed to the image of your son, Jesus. Oh. Now I'm scared. Oh. Praise God forevermore. He planned for me to be like Jesus. He planned it. He predestinated me to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. This is not my desire. This is his desire. Glory to God. Oh, hi. So it's God's plan for me. So from, you know, from that point, you say, I know how my life is going to be. I know how my life is going to be. I'm journeying in the image of Christ. I know how my life is going to be. You see, you may make some mistakes, but you're on your way. The Bible says you were predestinated to be conformed. No matter what, devil, I'm journeying in that direction. I will be what God planned for me to be.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.